This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the caveat that it ain't over until it's over, and apologies to Yogi Berra too, I guess, on that one. There is news of possible, and I stress here possible, progress on the last big sticking point in the Brexit negotiations. Bloomberg is reporting that there might be a deal on the future state of the Irish border with Northern Ireland. Ireland, that is, the Irish border, being the only EU country that shares a land border with Great Britain, of which Northern Ireland is a part. Leaving the negotiations to the politicians, our concern is how things feel on the ground, the basic premise of our series, My Economy. Today's installment, which comes from our colleagues at the BBC, comes from a sheep farmer in Northern Ireland, hard by that Irish border.
My name is James Johnson, and I work for Ulster Farmers Mart, which is a family business in the town of Enniskillen. We run a livestock sales business, mainly cattle and sheep. We're right on the border, so there's certainly a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty around Brexit. It's very different to what's being portrayed in the media. There's free movement across the border, and I think just the general consensus, whether somebody's voted to leave or voted to remain, they're all united in terms of just keeping that freedom of movement. We deal with farmers who are customers, and they have land on both sides of the border. So in one field, they've got cattle and sheep that are registered to a Northern Ireland farm. Literally the other side of the fence, they've got cattle and sheep that are registered to a Republic of Ireland farm. And it's of paramount importance that those farmers can go about their daily business. They would be crossing the border several times a day. Personally, I was for Brexit. I just feel that the European Union, as it currently is just taking more and more authority and more power. And I think to have your own autonomy and your own freedom outside of those constraints would be a positive thing in the longer term. But also we would have other farmers and quite a number of sheep farmers who would very much feel that it's beneficial to stay within Europe and to be part of the same regulations and the same rules, because it makes trade easier. Speaking to people more at grassroots level, the consensus is that there will be some sort of deal, that it won't be left to a no deal. Reasonable minds will get together and get something put in place, but certainly it's very much in people's minds, and just the uncertainty and the whole question of what's going to happen, especially with the border, is something that people are thinking about constantly and very much concerned about.
We can't do this series without your help, so please do take a second to tell us how your economy is doing. There's a spot you can do that at marketplace.org.